We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph Omad Aleph, and we are beginning the brand new Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Omad Aleph. Talk to Mishnah, HaGiyaris VaHashivuya VaHashivcha. We have here a Giyaris, who's less than 3 years old, we'll see in a second. She became a Giyaris less than 3 years old. VaHashivuya, she was captured and she was redeemed before three. VaHashivcha, SheNiftu, that Shivcha got redeemed. VaShesGairu, the Giyaris became a ger, a geiris, v'shenishtachru, and she got freed. Chusoyz v'noyz sholosh shonav yemechad, less than 3 years old, because these three usually we assume they're a beula. A goita usually is a beula before she becomes a geiris. A shavuya, we're worried that the people captured her, made her a beula. V'ashivchu also, but here that they were redeemed and eskayru and ishtachru before 3 years old, and one day ksubasa masayim. The ksuba is 200 because they're called a basula, because if anything that happens at 43 years old grows back, the basulim grow back, and therefore she's considered a basula. The yesh lahem tainas basulim. And the one who marries her has a tainas basulim, that if you don't find basulim, you have a taina. Maybe there was a nus or something before they got married between the erisin and the nesuin. Now, one interesting thing about the Mishnah is that it's a little bit out of order. It starts off the geiris first, then the shvui, then the shivcha. Then when it says what happened to them, it says sheniftu, which is going on the shavuya. Then shenizgayru is going on the geiris. Then sheneshtachru is going on the shivcha. It's like a very out of order. What's the pshat? So the mafarshim speak out because the biggest mitzvah of them is shavuya. To be poida of pidyon shavuyim is a big mitzvah. Ritva speaks out that the shavuya is a big mitzvah, and neshtachru is the worst thing to do because you're not supposed to really free a eved. There's a lav on that. And in between, it says Shinesgayru, so that's the pshat in that order, Shniftu, Shinesgayru, and Shtachru. Al Kaponim, that's what it says in our Mishnah. What?
Why?
Because the first three are talking about the levels of people. Geiris is the highest level, someone came to be Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Shchina. A Shvua is a Jew from birth, and a Meshecha, who is a guy from birth, is list level. That's what they speak at also. That's why it says in that order, in the first three. Al Kaponim, so it comes out, but the Ikka Chiddush from Mishnah is that a three-year-old is not called a Be'ula. Less than 3 years old in one day. Zog the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katon Matfilin Oisai Adas Bezdin. If you have a child who does not have a father, Rashi says the mother brought her to Bezdin, but it means even if there's no mother also, and Bezdin decides to make him into a Ger, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to take a Ger and be Matvil Adas Bezdin and make the child into a Ger. I has Navdas. Tarot says it works with Tzchia. The more you know, it's a kasha. My kamash, Lon, the schus, Ulo, it's a schus for the katan, it's a schus for the child to become a yid. It's a big schus for him. And with Zachem, Lom, Shah, Fanov. And the klal is, you can have Tzchia even without his das. Zachem, Lom, Shah, Fanov. So if that's the Chiddush, Tanina, well, we'll speak out exactly soon, we'll speak out the Taitzvis, we should get the Gemara klal first. So it says, a ger, you can matvel oisar das bezdin. And what's the Chiddush? It's a schus. Tanina, we have him for a Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. Zochen l'olam shei b'fanav. Ve'ein chov l'olam shei b'fanav. You can be zeichah of a person, even not in front of him, without his das. You just can't be chov l'olam shei b'fanav. So Gemara says, no. Ma'od etheimo, oivu chovim b'hafker in nichalei. You would think maybe a guy likes being hefker, he likes being a guy. Dog kaimelon, like we find. De'ev evad b'hafker in nichalei. There's a whole shal in Masechet Gittin, if you can be zeichah, a star shichrur for a eved. And the Gemara says, there's a svar, maybe it's not as chus. Because he likes the Hefkeris. Kamash Vulon, the Hanimili Godol, Tom, Tam, De Asura. Zdavka by Godol, who's Tom, Tam, De Asura, we're talking about there, he can be married to Shivcha, and he can have her whenever she wants, and the Zila, Shchicha, and Shchicha, Le Hefkera. It's an easier time for the Eved, even though the Eved is a half a yid, but there are certain halachas that are Hefka for him. So there, he already tasted the Tam, De Asura, so therefore, Hefker Nichle. I have a katan, a schusulai, but a katan, it's a schus for him to be a yid. Now, Taisvis deals with, so first of all, the Lashon Rashi is, you look at Rashi, Adas Bazdin, Rashi is like this, Shloisha Yiyu B'Tvila, so he can then call Tvila's Ger Strich and Gimel, V'Hein Nasim Le'Av, they become the father, V'Areyu Ger Ayadeim U'Magoy B'Yayin Kosher, and if he touches wine, it's kosher. Now, if you had to write, someone's become a yid, that's what you would pick, and if he touches the wine, it's kosher. Well, look, say more than that. Terry says, Rashi Mavuyer, that's only a din derabanan. Really, he's not a ger deraisa yet. He's only ger derabanan. One of the lachos of a goy is mid derabanan, he touches wine. You're not allowed to use it. So he's a midrabbanan already. He's a yid. So he touches wine, it's not a problem. That's Mashem Rashi. And Tosfos says a mafurish. Tosfos has a kasha. Haki can say works within schia. Schia is matam shlichus, and a katan can't make anyone a shliach. Therefore, Tosfos says like a third of the way down. Vanir lo read the hachan nami is zochel loy midrabbanan. It's only midrabbanan. The whole din is only midrabbanan. Tosfos at the end of Tosfos says another svara. He says that it could be schia is not totally shlichus. Therefore, it is the Arise of the Gagaris. But it's Machlaikis in Taisus, two days. If this Gagaris is the Arise of the Gagaris or the Rabban the Gagaris, then we're showing from Rashi, it's Mashmas, the Rabban the Gagaris.
Do they have to do anything when they become a
Bedel? No, but we'll see in a second. Technically, you do. We'll see in a second. We'll see in a second in the Gemara. Lema Messiele. First of all, it's charming a riot to Rav Hunaz Halacha. Lema Messiele. Our mishnah says a case of a geiris, a shvuyah, and a shivcha. One of them is a geiris that became a geiris less than 3 years old. What's going on here? Must be he made a ger katan. The bezdin made him into a ger, or it's got a her in this case. My love, that veluna, that's bezdin. The Gemara says, "Lo, it's not a raya because how my skin be geiris is ger bonav nesivimai." Talking about a ger who his children was scary with him, the nichalu b'mayit the avravuyim. There it's for sure that they want what the father does, and it's different. It's not a right that Bezdin could do it to a regular boy off the street. It's different. That by a child, his father, wants him, or is becoming a ger himself, the father, or if he wants to become a ger, he's nichalu who, he is nicha what his father is doing. Zok to Gemara Vaita, this is what you was mentioning, Gemara Yosef, hegdilu yechaylin limchais. When he comes 13, he could be Meicha. Now, what's Pshat Shalacha? So, Bishlama, if you learn that it's the Rabbanon, so it's very Geshmak. The whole thing is the Rabbanon. Now, when it comes 13, now we're handling, become a Ger Deraisa, so he has a choice. You tell him, by the way, you know, you're not really a Yid. We made you a Yid when you were 2 years old. Now it's your choice. That's good. If he learns the Raisa, what's the Pshat? So, the first one speak out, I think it's Chasam Sofer says, that the Raisa works like this, that if when he becomes 13, he says he doesn't want it, so it's Megalel Mafreya, wasn't a Shchus to him, and therefore it's not a, even Midaraisa you can have such a bittle of the Geris. Midaraisa of Mafreya was never a Geris. So either way, klar, that when he becomes 13, he's Yechayim Limchas, Yikim Maicha. And the Gemara is going to tweak this halacha still. Eisvei, Gemara is a kasha. Eisvei Abayom, Hagiyoris Vahashavuya Vahashivcha, our Baya has a kash for our Mishnah. It says, "Agiyaris v'ashvi v'ashivcha shniftuv shnezgar v'shtachru p'chusu es meshal shom v'yamechad k'subas l'masayim." The k'suba is 200. V'isakda is mashma when you marry her. Let's say at 10 years old, you know, whatever the case is, or it's a really well, see, it's really not possible to marry her because you don't have a father. But you marry. Let's say when was that? You married her. V'isakda d'gidulim l'limchais yavin lo k'suba da'oz l'vacha v'yusa. What do you mean? If the case is she could still be Meicha, so what was the case? You married her? So you're marrying her, you're giving her a ksuba of 200. Zechariah doesn't deserve a ksuba. She doesn't deserve a ksuba. Why? Because she, if, in a case where, right now maybe she does, because right now she's a Yid, but she has a chance that she could be Meicha, and turns out Lamafreya, she was a guy. If she's a guy, she doesn't deserve a ksuba. So why are we worried that when she gets older, she's going to be Meicha, and then she's really a guy, and she's not really deserving of a ksuba? Aye, big deal. So that's what Mar says. We're going to make up takana that she should be able to eat while she's a guy. She can eat a we're giving a guy extra money here. You feel like
ksuba? Huh? Divorced while she's still a katana also?
What?
She's being divorced while she's still a katana?
Love dafka. I'm saying that's Mar's teretz, really. That's Mar's teretz. L'chi gadla. Evermore l'chi gadla. Echanami, you don't give her a ksuba until she becomes old. That's Mar's teretz. That she doesn't get a ksuba until she's taka 12 years old, and she already accepted to be a yid. That's when she gets ksuba. If she got divorced when she was less than 12, she would not get a ksuba. That's the Gemara's Taretz. L'chi gadol, Rashi says, L'yavina l'hu atu tagdol. Taka, don't give her a ksuba until she gets old, until we're certified that she's a yid. Afraid the Gemara, L'chi gadol na'am b'mechayim nafka. Even after she becomes a gadol, she still could be maicha and leave, and then Mafreya won't be. So Gemara, kimin shagdilo, sha'achas lo'michso shuv en yechon limchos. Once she grows up, she becomes 12 years old, she becomes a gadol, and she doesn't, it's not meicha, she can't be meicha anymore. And according to Tosfos, it has to mean, and she does some kind of minig yehudas. It's not pshat, the minute she lands up 12, now she can't be meicha anymore. It means when she's 12 years old, and she already practices Yiddishkeit, then she cannot be meicha anymore. That's what it means, kivim shagdil shachas, that's the case. So I'm saying it's really, if you look at the I don't know if your Gemara's have it, the Taisus Shalom really speaks. The Taisus here is going next Gemara, but Taisus Shalom speaks out clear on this Gemara. Taisus asks, but Kasha, Taisus Shalom, but Kasha came, Mosai Teida Shoa Samacha, Dabba Katnus Enecha Limchais, you can't be Michael when you're Ktana. So Yashlom Kasha, Schila Minigias, Yoim of Negdilasa, Vechain Naga, Yoim of Yamayim, Lachig Dilasa. Whatever case is, I'll upon him that you have to be Noyig a little bit until you can't. This thing that seems to deal with Sha'achas Lemichsa is after you know you're committing Yehudas Abyssal. Okay. Masav Rav, another kasha, a similar type of question. It says in the Mishnah later on, in the third parak, Elu Nairis Yesham Knas. These are the Nairis that get a Knas. Habal Amzeres, Vala Nasino, Vala Kusis, even though Amzeres can't be Loisia Leisha. One of the lachas of Ainis and Mafata is that. But Lo Yisi Elisha, it says by Mefata, you have to keep her as a wife. By Mamzeres, you can't keep her as a wife. She still gets Knas. That's the Chiddush. Abba Mamzeres, Val Nasina, same Chiddush. Val Akusis, Val Agyaris, Val Shvuyah, Val Shifcha, Shniftu, Shnus Garav, Shtachru, Pchus, Beshom Yachad. The second part of the Mishnah is talking about that they have to be a Basula in order to have the din of Knas of Mefata. So Agyaris and a Shvuyah and a Shifcha, that were Niftu and a Skyrim, Shtachru, so Pchus, Beshom Yachad, less than 3 years old, they also Yashlam Knas. If he say when they get older, they give Meicha Yavina La Knas to Ozlov Achav Giusa, we give him a Knas thing to eat when they get older. So, and the Gemara Lechi Godla, it's only Taka Lechi Godla that you give him the Knas. For the Gemara Lechi Godla, Nami Mechav Nafka, Kimish Gil Shavachas, Shachas, since they were 12 years old, for a little time, they were Meicha, Shuv Enichal Limchas, they can't be Meicha anymore. So here, Taisus speaks out different masal lechi. Taisus vim toimar v'le kfar gedolihi she inayra kimes bas knas. What's the case lechi godla? She obviously is a god. The whole din knas Taisus does not mean only by naira hamaros naira by naira only by gedola only by after 12 years old. So farish read lechi godla v'noag minig Yehudas. So that's what it means. That's the lechi godla v'noag minig Yehudas. Then you can't be meicha anymore. Back upon him, Taisus is assuming that now we had already Masechet Zivamis, the Izman Yama holds that even a Ketana, Ramea Shita I think it is, that even a Ketana could have, or August Ramea, that it could have, the Ketana could have Knas, but Taisus obviously is assuming the Afka by Naira. But either way, the bottom line is like this, that once she becomes a Gedoyla, she can be Meicha. Until she's a Gedoyla, she can be Meicha. Once she's a Meicha. Once she's Noyig, Minig Yehudis, for Shah Achas, then already she can't be Meicha anymore. It's a very small window that she can be Meicha. Zog Tigmar Avayit. We had a Kasha Abaya and a Kasha Arava. Now, why? They both asked basically the same exact question, but one asked it from our Mishnah, where there it says a case of Giyaris, Pusa, Mashal, Shanim. And there's a case of Knas that says Giyaris, Pusa, Mashal, Shanim. Each one to bring a Raya over there that, look, you give them Knas, even though they still can be Meicha. And my answer was, Zuchi Gadla. So why did each one ask for different place? Abaya loyama karava. Abaya didn't ask from Rava's case. Hosom knosa. Hainu taima. There it's a knas. And therefore, even though she might be a goy, shaloye chata nisker. We want to give the guy a knas. We don't want a chayte to be a gain because punked. She'll end up being a giyaris. Now he's in a gain. That doesn't have to pay a knas. We don't want that to happen. Therefore, they will not have a cash from there. Because there they gave a knas anyway, maybe. And Rava loyama kabaya. Rava didn't want to ask like Abaya. Rava will say, what do you mean here? Lamaya said, right now she's a Bas Yisrael, she wasn't Meicha yet, and she's married. We don't want to make it easy for him to give a get, and therefore it makes sense to get a Ksuva. So that's why he didn't ask Kasha from there. Dafka asked the Kasha from the case of Knas. Each one has a Svara, one way or another, why it's better to ask from that case.